create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yes.
not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in.
Will you trust in me? Create me to fear, but you created me for worship daily, so I'm gonna leave it all right here. I know everybody out there tonight saying this is the Now Network News at 6, 8, 9, but you know, worship in God and our relationship is the most important. We could talk about news. We could talk about current events. We could talk about updates and money management and money minutes and everything else. But if we do not find the time to give God our best in everything we do, stop for a moment and take a deep breath. And even though the excitement of the anointing, just rest in his presence and say, I just want you to be pleased. Not for a hot minute, but I need you to be consistently pleased with me, because everything I do, I want you to be glorified, magnified, and lifted up. My purpose is to show you, not people, to show you that I can give you my best. And it starts with worship. It starts with extravagant respect. It starts with understanding that we serve a jealous God who is intolerable of any rivalry. Oh, my God. And when you and when I really embrace the fact that it must be God one-on-one, then we know that our current events are going to be what current events are. But what are you going to do, and how are you going to go through and explode and elevate? Not worry, not doubt, and not fear. Are we going to exonerate God from any responsibility of the things of this world? Oh, that's a point and a topic of news that we need to talk about. Everything you see that's going on, God has nothing to do with it. Yes, God can move. Yes, God can change. Yes, God can rearrange. As a matter of fact, if you didn't know it, God can say it's overdone right now. God can just say, fix it. He can pop his finger. He's so powerful, he can do whatever he wants to do. But in this life, in the chosen people that he's looking for, seeking to be spiritual and truthful, and do it all at one time, the news is that I will die of me and Christ will live. I am going to develop a new testimony. That's my word for the week, testimony. And you must know, a testimony is not how we've seen testimony, how we've heard testimony, how we've even given testimony. We're going to switch things a little bit around. We're going to bring in Minister Terry first, and then I know Minister Rashad, hardworking, mighty man of God, hardworking. He will be here if he's not here already, but we will continue to go. But I have a word tonight about testimony that I'm going to share, and that's my news. That's my Ask the Pastor. Because I was teaching on this, and someone said, you know what? And I said, Ask the Pastor. Now the segment tonight is testimony. We're going to bring the mighty woman of God with current events and however the Lord leads her in this minute. But I want everybody to know, you, the name of the show may say the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. Don't you know the news that we have for you? That God loves you. that God chose you. He knew you. He already predestined you. Are you ready to be predestined? Are you ready to be called? Are you ready to be named? And are you ready to come out your wilderness experience? Oh, I had to pause in that because just waiting for somebody to say, wow, he went there. Yes, I'm going there. And because my testimony must say I'm out. I'm not doing what I used to do. Nothing about me. We get on the mic and say, well, God gave me a car. God gave me a house. God gave me this, this, and that. And it all represent physical things that we had to work, apply, or have good credit to get. Leave God out of it. Because when we lose it, we want to say God took it away. That's a whole nother message. But when we do what God has called us to do, we become conscious. We become managers. We learn to save. We learn to be entrepreneurial. And watch this. Oh, this is going to blow somebody away. We learn to work together and say, even though it looks like you may be up for you, and you may be looking here and say it's up to me, can we just agree that it's up to God? The Now Network News at 6, 8, 9 is live right now, and we're going to do just what God has said do. We're going to let you know that you are God's greatest miracle. We're going to give you the news that you can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you because he called you. But not only the calling, are you ready to take on the call? Are you ready to really stand up and say, I'm ready to develop a testimony? I'm really, really, really ready to let people see Jesus in me instead of seeing me. Oh, my God, that I'm going to leave that one alone. Next, coming up right now, I'll be back later with Ask the Pastor. We're going to start right now with Minister Terry Herbert and What's the Word, all the current events. Here's the intro. Get ready, woman of God. It's time to go there.
Well, good evening, beautiful family, mighty men of God, all the listeners on board. Good evening.
Love you, sis.
I'm your host. I love you too, brother. God bless you. I'm your host, Minister Terry, here with the Now Network news for you tonight, and What's the Word with Minister Terry. Tonight, family, I'm going to start first with What's the Word. The Holy Spirit dropped this in my spirit to speak on, because when he told me, he was ministering to me personally, and I just thought I should share it. And the time was, there wasn't a time like now to share it. Amen, family? What I'm going to be speaking on tonight, family, is preparing ourselves, kingdom of God. Prepare. We know what prepare means. We all have prepared something, prepared our clothes, prepared meals, prepared our children for college. Prepare means to make something ready for use or consideration. Amen? We will be constantly, constantly doing it over and over, preparing ourselves. Amen, family? And this is for the kingdom of God. My scriptural reference the Holy Spirit led me to was Titus 3:14, and it tells us, let our people also learn to maintain good works to meet urgent needs, that I'm putting myself in there too, may be fruitful. Family, it said urgent need. The urgency is now for the kingdom of God. Amen. I tell you, family, I got into this, that scripture, and just read the whole book and that whole chapter of Titus 3. Amen? Family, I tell you, we are ending the last quarter, and we want to finish equipped. Amen? We are being taught, family, freely, principles from the Word of God, to teach and equip us that we may be good stewards of money. I tell you, family, tax season is coming around. We know, some of us are looking forward to receive that check. And some of us may have to send out a check. Amen, family? Light it up on earth. Kingdom building principles. Through Pastor E and Minister Rashad on this broadcast freely, that we can be preparing ourselves continuously to save, either not spend or decrease spending. And decreasing our consuming. Sometimes, family, we have to weigh it out. Is it something we need or something we just want? Is it something we just want? Sometimes we have to put it aside, family. God will provide all our needs. Amen, family? I tell you, family, I'm ministering to myself as I speak. To get ourselves, I tell you, we got to get ourselves out of our own budget deficit. I tell you, we don't have to be like the government and their deficits in that hole. Amen, family? Yes, when we say, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. And until we all believe this, that we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, we will continue to dig that hole, that deficit hole. Amen, family? But I tell you, the Heavenly Father, He has left us plans. Amen, amen. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, I know the plans I have, the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Ooh, Jesus. So do we really believe the Heavenly Father in His word? Glory be to God. I tell you, Sam. When we speak of getting out of the hole, it's not just saying go out and invest in some get-rich schemes or illegal activities. Proverbs 19:21 tells us, there is plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel. Amen. Proverbs 15:27. He who is greedy for gain troubles his own heart, but he who hates bribes will live. Amen. Trust God, family. Be patient and be of good works. And be about the Father's business. Amen. Searching for riches and wealth in unrighteous ways brings destruction. Money isn't everything, and money can't buy you joy. Your joy, the only true joy, comes from the Lord. Amen, family. We see celebrities and wealthy people in fortune. But they have so much tragedy, sadness, and hopelessness because they are missing the key component, Jesus. They are missing Jesus in their life to receive the favor of God. Amen, family? Our security lies in Jesus. Money, it can buy you things to make you feel secure. But if you don't have Jesus as the head of your life and leading your life, you will never be able to secure your eternal life. Ooh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, family? And money can't buy you wisdom. There's a lot of foolish people out there doing foolish things with a lot of money. Amen? Only through the word of God shall we receive the true wisdom. Proverbs 4:5-7, I'm sharing tonight, family, tells us, get wisdom, get an understanding, and not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Now, Proverbs 4:7 tells us, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get an understanding. Amen, amen. Get an understanding. Hallelujah, Jesus. By no mistake, family, are we all on this call tonight? Amen. Family, make sure we read Luke 15. I've heard this verse so many times. That was a prodigal son he went out and he squandered his family fortune. But his father was loving and accepted him back. And we know, family, most of us, we have nothing to let be squandered. Amen, family? Hallelujah. We work hard for our money. Another thing, family, our salvation. Our salvation cannot be bought. Jesus paid it all on the cross. Ooh, for each and every one of us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Also, family, sometimes money attracts to friends. Friends that don't mean you any good. My mom used to say, those so-called friends. Jesus. People live, family, they live to receive. And we all know God loves a cheerful giver. I thank God for my two mighty men of God, my co-anchors, for their giving spirits. I tell you, family, we are blessed to be a blessing to others. Amen, family. The Heavenly Father God, he wants each and every one of us. He wants us to prosper and live abundantly. Amen. And all his righteousness and all, he said all, not some things, will be added to us. Amen, family. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. I appreciate Pastor E and Minister Rashad for freely teaching us godly family. I say godly, not worldly principles. Amen. Of money that we should know and we shouldn't let it just get away, because like my mom was raised me up on, they would tell us, money don't grow on trees. You have to work hard. You got to go and do the work to receive it. Amen, family. The Now Network, I know Pastor E's going to go over this later. The Now Network White Covenant. This is our commit the year strong. And also I have a covenant with Titan Capital Partners, a commitment for 2018 to finish strong. And to begin our wealth portfolios for the kingdom of God. Amen, family. I tell you, family, if there's any questions, you can ask the pastor, Pastor E, or you can ask Minister Rashad, Minister of Financing. Because again, family, I'm telling you, I'm ministering to myself. Hallelujah. Now, family, that's my session of What's the Word. Now I'm going into, you know, I've been sharing with you each and every month healthcare awareness. This month, okay, last week I did share diabetes. I want to share something else. Pancreatic cancer. Because pancreatic cancer is so prevalent. A lot of people are not familiar with it. They've heard of people that had pancreatitis. And that's an inflammation of the pancreas before it gets, it can lead up to pancreatic cancer. Cancer of the pancreas. The pancreas is a gland that sits behind the stomach, and it's located next to the small intestine. And that gland, it produces a digestive enzyme, and it releases insulin. And we spoke last week on diabetes. Insulin is a hormone needed to control the amount of blood sugar you would know with pancreatic cancer. But sometimes the symptoms just come about before it can be in a late stage. Symptoms are rapid weight loss. You can have bloating, abdominal bloating, loss of appetite. They have discolored stools. A lot of times people, I know when I was in nursing, emergency nursing, you ask them about the stools. And a lot of people don't look. And I tell you, family, you're supposed to look to see if it's too hard, too soft, or whatever, and the color, the consistency. That's something you have to take note of. This is your body coloring of the stools. And then they can have dermatitis. That's a skin irritation. They can be nauseated. They can have be diagnosed as a diabetic. Obesity, we said the same, some of these symptoms along with the diabetes. And then they can also be complaining of lower back pain. So, family, I tell you, we see that this is dreadful. And that goes back to the diabetes because they all link together. Amen, family? There's some things, though, family, that we can do to prevent, and I'm going to explain that. Tell you, family, the stats in pancreatic cancer, there's one in 65. That's within the world. 1.5 average per person at risk, lifetime risk of acquiring, I say acquiring, not receiving, acquiring pancreatic cancer. And I tell you, this disease, it accounts for 3%. That's all over. And 7% cancer death. It's 3% of all cancers, 7% of all cancer deaths. So that's a high number. There's for pancreatic cancer. The risk factors are smoking, poor hygiene, oral hygiene, and then there's also chemical exposures in the workplace, obesity, diabetes, we mentioned that, cirrhosis of the liver, and chronic pancreatitis, the inflammation of the pancreas. There are some things we can do. This also goes back to the diet we spoke on diabetes. We can eat leaner meat. We can eat more vegetables, fruit, hydrate our bodies well. And we can also use low-fat, low-fat products, no cheese, alcohol. These are things, well, pancreas. I worked emergency, and the doctors, people would think it was just alcohol, but beer was a common one to cause pancreatitis. Amen, family? So I tell you, family, that ends it for my health awareness for this week. If anyone has any questions on last week, the diabetes and also the pancreatitis, if you know anyone that may have symptoms or need the information, you can message me on Facebook, or you can give Pastor E a message and he can get the information to me, and I'll be so happy to answer them. Amen, family? Now we're going to start, family, some news. There's some good things going on in the news, and then there's some not good things going on in the news. Sometimes I don't like to watch the news because, you know, but I just don't let anything take me off the glory of God. Amen, family. Want to first say there's a lot of seasonal jobs going on. There's a lot. I know Pastor E has shared it. It was UPS, FedEx, different ones. I've shared something on the Now Network News for You page and also on the Titan Capital Partners page. There's some seasonal jobs going on. Amen, family. So take a look at the list or inbox me and I can share the information with you. In the news, Tuesday night, the Democrats had good turnout in elections. Virginia and New Jersey. These are governor elections and mayor elections. So that's some good things to hear about in the news. Amen, family. There's some things going on with the Trump administration. They're ending. It's called the TPS, Temporary Protection Status. There are 5,300. These are immigrants from Nicaragua that's been living in the United States for almost 20 years. And then there's also 86,000 Hondurans. These are immigrants that's been here too for about 15 to 20 years. And they're ending the program, and the Hondurans, they want them to go back. They have, I think it's till, they gave them 6 weeks, but the other ones, they've extended them for 6 months. So I shared that on the news page. Also, if you know anybody that needs that information, you can tell them they can inbox me, and I have more information, if details for them if they like. Amen, family? Next, we have for the consumers. The consumers that like to spend their iPhone 10. New iPhone 10 hit the sales, I don't know, was it this week or last week, but I've caught some of it in the news. iPhone 10, ranging from $33 to $1,100. depending on if you're buying the phone by itself or if you're buying it on a plan. And I know, I think Best Buy, you can't buy it unless you get a plan with them. You have to commit to their monthly plans to purchase the iPhone 10 from them. But I tell you, family, a lot of people, $1,000 for a phone, iPhone, come on now. That phone would have to be making some money for me and family. Yes. On the news, the iPhone 10, they did on the news. They did on the drop test on the new iPhone 10. They dropped it 3 feet, 3 feet down, and it cracked. It cracked on the first drop. Now, the iPhone 10, they said it on the news that they're made of glass, glass front and back. So you would have to get a real serious cover to be an owner of an iPhone 10, amen, family? And they said that to repair the iPhone 10, the glass, would cost $549. That's for buying a new phone. I mean, come on, family. Is that an asset or a liability? I tell you, I look around and I see the children, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old running around with iPhones, and you know it's hard to get a phone yourself and maintain yourself. Amen, family? Glory be to God. Last but not least, family, I have news. This is a UCLA. This is a sports news, and it's been on the news, and it's been on there constantly. The three UCLA basketball players, they went over to China, and they were going to play a college ball game. UCLA was playing, I believe it was Georgia Tech. And the three young men, one of them was brother of Lonzo Ball. He's an NBA player, professional NBA player here. They were staying next door in a hotel. They went to a high-end store, and I think they were Louis Vuitton eyeglasses. And they're holding them. Well, they took them to jail for shoplifting. But they're holding them still in China until the process is complete. It's still going on in the news, so I'll have to keep up on the update. Until the process is complete, they'll have to remain there in China, in their hotel room. There's a lot of things, family, going on. So, you know, they all three are from the United States. So, family, I pray we can all pray and keep them lifted up in prayer that they are returned home safely, because these are young men. I mean, their age, and the parents been in here in the States a lot on them. So we all pray together that the blood of Jesus covers them and protects them there while they're there until they return home safe. Amen, family?
Amen. 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 I had to come in on that instance because I'm really invested in that because of the Balls and the Laker connection. I bleed Jesus, but I got some purple and gold in there. Jesus.
You know, I bleed the Lakers.
I got some silver and black in there. No, but
yeah,
I wanted to say that. I really looked into that, Minister Terry. And first of all, you have to know the people that were put in that situation. It was three young men. One young man is not wanting for anything. He already has Louis Vuitton shades.
Yes.
The other two young men are from California in the in the poverty parts of the area. So anyway, it's a lot of political things. But let me tell you about overseas. China does not play.
I know.
If you still there, they believe in cutting your hands off. They believe in putting you on the town square and using a cat of nine tails to give you punishment. And that's not a joke.
Yeah.
I'm telling you from experience. I've been, you know, I was in the Marine Corps almost 8 years, and I traveled and did a lot of things, and I've been to a lot of different countries, and I know they don't play like that. But for this to happen, for one thing, the parents are there. I forgot his name, something mellow. The parents are there, the mother and the father and their younger brother. There's a lot of support systems there. UCLA is not leaving them alone. They really are vested in this. And the United States, because our president is in Asia right now, this will be settled
right.
faster than anything else. And I really believe these young men are going to be exonerated and lifted
Thank
up
you,
of these Jesus. Of these charges in the mighty name of Jesus. Because I know
yes,
that
Lord.
There was one of them there. That young man,
yes.
that one of those Ball brothers that could have bought them all a pair of glasses and it wouldn't
yes.
have been a problem. You have to really look at the deepness of this thing and know this kid
oh.
has never been in trouble, has never done
never.
Anything illegal. And his parents have provided a lifestyle for him that he can be flamboyant.
Yes.
He probably has five pair of Louis. This was at a Louis store. He probably has five pair of Louis glasses. And now his brother is a professional basketball player making millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Let's really look at it, but let's pray that
mm-hmm.
because of political reasons that they're not getting
Amen.
Caught up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're praying against.
Yes, yes,
and you know,
in the
Pastor,
mighty name
I,
of Jesus.
In the almighty name. You know, President Trump is in China, I believe now. I believe I shared something.
He's right
the
there.
Page.
He's
yes.
in the same. Listen, he's in South Korea just like they are.
Right, right.
They're in China,
Amen.
But South Korea is right 50
right.
miles
they
away.
Neighbors, San Bernardino
I mean,
area. 50
miles away. So it's a lot of political things going on in the region. Right now, so let's just really not point fingers.
Oh,
let's
no.
not condemn, but let's
no.
pray
we
that the will
up.
Of God that somebody. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm believing
yes,
somebody
Lord.
Gonna meet Jesus through all of that.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
This
hallelujah.
Is Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9. Minister Rashad, I know he's out there. He's probably on a business deal, and he would have shown up. Already, but Minister Terry did an excellent job. She carried the show, and
Amen.
We're going to leave it right there. If you have a question, have a comment, have something that you want to add or you know, give your input on, we want to give you an opportunity here on the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 to dial 1 and give your comment. If not, we're blessed that first of all, we all know that it's up to you. And that
Amen.
Means I'm talking to me also. And it's not about anybody trying to say you're doing wrong, you're doing bad, or you can't make it. There's a word on me this whole week of testimony. And what I'm really starting to understand about testimony is just sharing how good God is for you. Not for me. My testimony is my testimony, and my experience is my experience. But now the revelation of what I speak and what I say must, first of all, give you hope. Hope for not next week or next year, but hope for right now. That God will forgive you, that God will use you, that God will anoint you, that God will elevate you when you elevate, anoint, forgive, and watch this, repent to yourself. He's no respecter of person, but what you put in is what you'll get out. And only what you do for Christ will last. You could do it for me, it will end. You can do it for someone else, and it will also. But when we really concentrate ourselves on really getting a testimony. Now, see, nobody dialed one, so I'm going to get this quick 4-minute message in, and we're going to end the broadcast. But testimony, you know, the world says that testimony is about proof. Testimony is about evidence. Testimony is about written statements that have been notarized and things like that. But faith says about testimony is that it is a confession of someone's conversion through faith. Now, we say, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You cannot see faith. You cannot prove faith. You cannot write faith. You can't show faith. All you can do is walk in faith. It says walk by faith and not by what? Sight. We make that conversion. Oh, Jesus. I was given this word earlier, conversion. Everything must be converted. be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind is a conversion, that you no longer think this way, but you know you are led this way. And now knowing that, even though that word testimony, I can say dial one right now and give me your testimony. And I'm not going to do it, because all we would say is, oh, I got a new car. Jesus gave me, Jesus paid my bills. Jesus came through. Jesus answered the phone. Well, I want to stop that whole misconception right now. And yes, somebody answered the phone, because you called them so much they had to answer back. And yes, you cried wolf to somebody so much that it got around that they could make some money on you and give you some money at a 50% interest. Or you put your business out there so much that somebody came through and said, let's do a GoFundMe. See, testimony is about telling somebody, I'm learning and I have learned and I've elevated, that what is the goodness that God has done, and are you willing to die for it? Two names I'm going to throw up tonight and we're going to get out of here. Stephen and Saul. First of all, Saul was a persecutor of the church. He was spreading news, okay, that if you said anything or connected yourself or identified with Jesus, you would die. If you tried to build, start, or do anything, he would destroy it if Jesus was involved in it. He was a persecutor of the church. There's another name I want to throw out to you, Stephen. Now, Stephen, and he has a mighty title. They call him Stephen the Martyr, because Stephen was the first one killed because he would not refuse to talk about Jesus. His testimony about wasn't how he stopped lying. His testimony wasn't about how he stopped stealing. His testimony wasn't about this, and this. His testimony was, God loves you. And no matter what the physical is telling you, if you meet Jesus in the spirit, you can have life and life more abundantly. Oh, no. All those Jewish and all those Pharisees and Sadducees, they said, that's not what is written. I'm looking on paper and that don't match what I'm hearing in my ear. See, most of us are led by the letter. Don't you know the letter kills, but the spirit gives life? And there was never a transformation of the spirit, because when Stephen proclaimed, he defended himself in his testimony that Jesus is real. They even scorned him. They even talked about him. They even judged him to blaspheme the law of Moses. And he said, no, I'm not here to crush that. I'm here to fulfill the word of Moses, that he would be the father of many nations and that we could be his children. He didn't change that. But Moses, you know, or Abraham or Isaac or Joseph or anyone else that was before us didn't have the relationship of the coming of Jesus like we do. And our testimony, did I preach Crazy Larry last week? Crazy Larry was told, don't get in the boat. You can't come with me. Go tell your city of the goodness of me. Not what I've done for you, not how I did it, but tell somebody the goodness. Goodness means that is shared good, meaning not what he did for you, but you could tell somebody what's available for them. And it's time for our testimony to shift. It's time for our testimony to elevate. Oh, Jesus, ask the pastor tonight. It's time for our testimony to really say, it's not about me. It's about the goodness of Jesus. You can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you when your life is all about Jesus. You can go through anything, oh my God, when your life exemplifies Jesus. You can take you out the equation right now, because I'm going to tell you right now, I said this probably three times a day. Every time I get involved, destruction comes. Jesus, help me tonight. Every time that my own will and my own way gets involved, there is no productivity. And that doesn't mean the stuff you have that you're still in debt for. And that doesn't mean the stuff that you can put on the outside that people look and say you're doing good. I'm talking about the spiritual things that later at midnight hour, even though you're paying Peter to pay Paul and taking from Paul to pay Peter, late in the midnight hour, they ain't worried about them bills. It's your state of your mind. That your testimony is not true. Because it's about you. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not talking just to you, because it's about me. When my testimony begins to become the news that people hear, when my testimony is what draw people to, see, I'm doing something wrong. Because he says, if I be lifted up, Jesus, he will draw all men unto him. But you say, well, they're coming to you. Well, no, they're not. They're coming to who's in me. Because my testimony is to you that you can do it. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and you will rejoice and be glad in it and never be the same again. Yes, my testimony to you is that your ministry is right before you, ready to be birthed. But because of fear, because of pain, because of doubt. Ooh, and here's one that we all think we get by with, because of question. We cannot do what God has called us to do, and that's called fear. Well, here, let me put fear under my foot that you can put fear under your foot, because the Bible says you have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power. Stop right there. Power is spirit. Power is relationship with God that you cannot explain it. You can't prove it, but you know it's real. Spirit is what's been delivered to you through a baptism. You can jump in the water all you want to, but if you don't have the baptism of the Spirit, you don't really have a testimony. Because, see, my testimony begins with, number one, following. Luke 9:23, if you desire to follow me, not Pastor E, Jesus, deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow. See, you got to start to follow. And following has nothing to do with you. Number two, you must be, Jesus, crucified. See, that cross is not just resembling you and your nice one on the wall and Pastor Martin Gate blessed our ministry with a cross that's all shiny and has P2P on it, has the Hebrews 10:24 scripture on it. But I'm talking about that rugged cross. When you take up that cross, that means you have been crucified. Paul said it, Galatians 2:20. He says, I have been crucified. No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. He wasn't talking about next week. He was talking about right now, because he knew there was a next step in testimony. Testimony means I follow. Testimony means I am crucified. But testimony means I've been raised. Colossians 3, it's verse 1. It says, if, remember that, you better, have you made the decision to follow? Have you made the decision to be crucified? If you have been raised, because you can't be raised until you've been crucified. You can't be crucified until you follow. Watch this. If you have been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. 3:1, Colossians, not those things on this earth. See, my position and my attention must change. My testimony no longer is a replication of the world and what the world has done Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world. Anything you've learned that the world has done it, even in church buildings. Oh, I paused long on that one. Even the churches you still go to. I'm going to pause long on that one. Even somewhere you've been going 20 years and you're still doing the same old thing and you have no much fruit, no result. Watch this. No power. You must start to evaluate yourself and say, I have to get it right. I want to see God move. I want to experience. Is there one person out there today, just one, that says, I am ready to experience daily my testimony? Woo, Jesus. Because when I experience my testimony, I experience Jesus. When I say my testimony says Jesus. When I shout my testimony, guess what? You can hear Jesus. And there's nothing wrong with what you did and how you did it. Because most of us perish for a lack of knowledge. And most of us only do what we know how to do. But when you hear the word of truth, it will hurt because the flesh is the flesh and it wants to be content. But the truth hurts and will make you say, I got to get up earlier. I got to go longer. I got to study. I got to read. I have to do more. You are already now in rebellion with your faith because your spirit wants total control of your testimony. Jesus. That even when they beat you down, Stephen, he defended himself. He said, you sound just like the old folks. I always want to go by the letter and not the spirit. And when he said that, they got really upset. And start throwing them big rocks and chunks at him. And that last boulder that hit him in the head, he fell over. He had one last breath. And he utilized, oh my God, his testimony. He says, Father, don't hold them accountable to this deed. Sounds like what Jesus said on the cross. He says, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Have your testimony really been that powerful that people don't feel condemned? Has your testimony really been that powerful that people feel like they can do it too? Has your testimony really touched the lives of the hurt, the lost, that says, I've done too bad? I have too much of a record. I have too much going against me. Believe me, if he could do it for Paul, who was a persecutor of the church, he could do it for anybody. And I'm not going to put in a list of sins, because sin is sin. Don't try to trap me on that one. I'm not going to put in order to what can be forgiven and can't be forgiven. That's out of my control. That's up to God. You ain't going to catch me with that one. You can even say, Pastor E, how could you even speak on this? And you can't prove that. Guess what? I walk by faith and not by sight. But let me tell you what is true. God is no respecter of person. And if he did it for Paul, like he did it for me, like he did it for all our covenant partners right now, he's willing to do it for you when you're willing to do it for him. And that means your testimony changes. And now you say, I'm everything I say from now on is going to exemplify God. Everything I say from now on is going to, God's going to get the glory. Everything I do from now on, God is going to be seen. Everything I say from now on, God is going to be heard. Everything I see, God is going to be seen. Everything, oh my God, everything I touch, God is going to be felt. Because he is the source of my everything, and my testimony is no longer me, but he who lives in me. I have been raised, and I no longer pay attention to the earth. I seek things which are above, because I have been converted. Oh, Jesus, have you been converted tonight? Can you share your conversion? That was another word gave to me. Don't give me a word. Y'all better tell people. Don't give Pastor E a word. He'll be waiting on you to hear the word. You ain't there. He'll be like, oh, the word goes forth. Because the word ain't for one person individually. The word is for me, but then it's for all of us. This is your day. This is your hour. This is your week. This is your month. This is your season. For grace, for mercy, and for everything else you could ever think or ask, when you testify the goodness that God has done. Do I have any crazy Larrys out there? I already said, I know one. I know Pastor DeWay, he right in the crew with me. Crazy Larry. Do you know Crazy Larry? If you don't, get with me later. We're going to get on to that. But I want to be very, 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 very conscious to our time. But I wanted to put that out there, that your testimony means the news you speak. Your testimony means the example you follow. Well, watch this. Your testimony is about how you exemplify, and you must be willing to die for telling people about Jesus. It's not always a physical death. People may not want to be around you no more, but you still told about Jesus. People may not call your phone no more. Hey, Zan, you're still talking about Jesus. And now your testimony is now, watch this, exemplified by your willing to die of self that he can live. And you say, well, why would I have to? Because don't you know it's only through Jesus that we can get to the Father. We have, our responsibility is just to share that they can do the same and greater than we. And everybody under the sound of my voice, God has a greater ministry for you than he does me. God has a greater business for you than he does me. God has whatever your heart desires, because you're now no longer operating off your heart. You're operating off the sound and the heart of God. Oh my God. And here's a freebie. I don't care how much you give. When you sow in the good ground, there's only one other result. You will receive harvest. But understand, harvest is in the spirit. Harvest is in understanding. Harvest is in the knowledge of God, that we can do what he's called us to do. The Now Network News, 6, 8, and 9 p.m. Come on, dial 1. We got a couple of minutes. We're going to open up. I know Minister Rashad. I'm going to make excuses for him. He is making money. The only way he wouldn't have been here tonight is that he is in a dire business meeting. I know that. So there's no excuses, but guess what? We have fulfilled the time, we have fulfilled the hour, and God has moved, and he's moving like never before. Area code 619, last four, 6322. You are live on the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9.
Hey, hey, the Most High continue to lead you and bless you, Pastor E.
Ali.
Man, yes, sir, man, you know I'm coming in here, man, because I want to block some of them stones, man. They're going to be throwing at you, brother, because you got them real mad when you told them they wasn't delivered and they've been in the church for 20 years. They just can't understand that. They still on the same page. Ain't delivered themselves from Psalms. Couldn't get to Ephesians. Don't know nothing about Revelations. You see what I'm saying? So I appreciate you, Pastor. I'm here to block them stones. You know, they was talking about Stephen. They wasn't talking about Jack Stephen, the old commercial of the plumber. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
God bless you, brother.
Man,
you know, I'm on fire over here, but you said it all.
You just don't know how powerful what you just said is. That's a ride or die. See, you got to know stones is coming because the truth hurts. But when
Amen.
You receive it, it will set you free. Man, God bless you, man.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate you.
Hey, man, I appreciate you more. Minister Terry, I see you dial 1. You want to come back on in? Come on.
Yes, family, you know I'm always dialing 1, so I don't want to break it. Glory be to God. But you know what, Pastor? Yeah, I was listening to you, and I was pushing in the portion room along with you. And I agree with Minister Ali over there. Glory be to God. Oh, Jesus. I'm just over here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was just taking it all in because you gave a wealth of information there. The goodness that God has done, just praise.
Ooh,
yes,
it's time
praise
to go to another level. Are
you
ready
praise
to
him.
See the goodness
yes,
of God?
I'm ready. Praise him. You know, you praise him over circumstance. Ooh, Jesus, praise him. Praise him.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise him through circumstance and believe. He said he'll never leave or forsake you, so we gotta trust him. Trust him.
Well guess what? This is
minute.
We're gonna call this Woo. the bus minute.
Yes. Glory be to
and
God.
I'm gonna throw some folks under the bus. You better hang
Amen.
Up now if you don't want me to
Amen.
Throw you under. You know
Amen.
I get silly. And some people
yeah,
I just won't do because they'll be mad at me. They'll be like, Pastor, why you do me like that? Wait a minute, hold on. You know I wasn't ready for that. I already seen, oh,
Amen.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did. Pastor Dwayne, Madison, Wisconsin. Pastor Ann, how you guys doing up there? This is the Now Network News 6, 8, and 9.
We're relaxing. We listen to everything you say. We are totally in agreement. What you want, what you got going on. We know that God is able to do what he's going to do. Like the brother said, you know, we got people so bound in religion. It's a shame, man, to where don't nobody want to be bound. Everybody want to be, man, I don't understand. You know, people just want to be stuck where they at, man. Don't nobody want to be free, you know. But, you keep broadcasting. You keep letting that word come forth. That news, man, that news give us an up-to-date. You know, he said be spiritual and natural, you know. So we got to understand the times and the situation that goes on in the world. And so I like when Minister Terry comes and gives us that, because she gives that direct word, man. It's a direct word. We need to know what's going on in our firm community, you know. And also
That's right.
we need
That's
to take
right.
a prayer for what's going on in Texas, you know, about the young, that church family that got shot up and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So that's news that we need to know. We need to know good news where we can come together and reason and pray. You know, not to say, throw stones and all that. No, let's just come together and pray about it. And by coming to pray
Amen.
About it, because we are changers.
That's right.
What we
that's
are.
Right.
We are changers. We can change the world if we come together and pray. We need
Amen.
The news like this. We need you to keep coming with it. Don't you stop, man. If you
tell oh, I won't.
He is a liar.
He's a liar. And if you know anything about me, I'm going harder. There's something on me. I'm just going to be honest with you. This is me looking at what God is doing on me. There is something on me. It goes higher every message, every message. So tomorrow, if you hear me, you better be ready to go higher. There's no more. I have not been given a spirit of worry. I have not been given a spirit of fear.
Yeah.
But you created
right.
me to worship you. Daily. Oh, and I'm going to leave it all right here. That's what I'm talking about. See, when we get that mindset, oh, Jesus. Now we know that it's what? All about Jesus. What's going on tomorrow, man, at 3 p.m.? I mean, well, what time? 2 p.m. my time, 4 p.m. your time, 5 p.m. Eastern time on the Guiding Light Ministries International Radio and Prayer Line.
Praise the Lord. We're going to be,
what's up, Pastor Ann?
It's all about Jesus. And so tomorrow we will be talking about Jesus and how when Jesus died with the new covenant. So we're going to be talking about how things changed from the old covenant to the new covenant.
Where y'all at? In Hebrews? Y'all trying to be in Hebrews, huh? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I know that word. Mm-hmm. I know that word. Oh, yeah.
uh-huh. Amen.
God bless you guys.
Hey, God bless you. And, you know, it's going to be a powerful word, man, because we're talking about the veil, why it was ripped in half, and what is it? You know, it's from the new covenant to the old covenant to the new covenant. So it's a word in that deliverance.
Ooh,
like
high priesthood.
Ooh,
because folks don't want to be delivered. See, you can be
high
delivered.
Priesthood.
Now, listen to what God is saying when that veil got ripped in half. That veil got ripped in half. And why? Because it was a new covenant. God didn't want us to stay in the old covenant because we couldn't obey the old covenant. But God made it easy. That's what grace came in. So it's going to be a mighty
Amen.
Word that
Okay, you better stop right there before we be preaching right now.
Amen. But you keep going, Pastor E, because that's one thing that I wonder sometimes too. You spend all your years outside of the church and then get in, become the church, because we are the church. Your temple is
right.
The church. But I'll still be bound. We have all this stuff inside of us, and Jesus is steadily tugging at us. Come on, give it to me. But yet, still, we hold that thing back and continue to let ourselves
let
be
it
bound.
Go.
When you
let
don't
it go.
Have to.
The let it go.
Is the children's bread. But yet, still, we it's almost like we want to take Jesus done already. We want to take the stripes off his back and put it on us.
Ooh, what you saying? Say that again.
Amen.
We say we want to be free. And Jesus already died on the cross for all our sins. He was beaten and bruised for it. But yet we want to hold on to those things so bad that we want to take the stripes off of him and put them on ourselves. When all
all
you got to do is come to me and be free.
Free.
Let it go.
Hallelujah.
The sun says free. Is a free indeed.
Indeed.
Oh,
right now. wait a minute. Now, don't think you don't hear me. You don't hear me do those things a lot. But my daddy was one of the baddest Hummer preachers that was. Boy, that boy could put a word together, and at the end he would say, "But Jesus loves you. This I know." For the Bible tell me so.
Hallelujah.
Man, I love y'all, man.
Amen.
This is fun.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Anybody else, we're going to give you opportunity. Anybody else want to dial one and get in the conversation? We already passed our 1 hour broadcast. Oh, look at the Holy Spirit. If someone is out there, dial one. I want to just make this petition to someone that has heard something tonight that changed your perception of Jesus. Not of us and how we can really bond and agree together, but Jesus, that he can bring you into the same club, the same group that's about one accord, no spot, no blemish, no condemnation, but oneness that says if he did it for me, he can do it for you. And if you didn't think he could do it for you or me, if he did it for Paul, read all through the first 8 chapters of Acts and see how Paul acted up as a persecutor of the church. Jesus had to stop him on the road to Damascus and say, "Why, Paul, do you persecute me? You've been persecuting him too because you ain't did what he said do. I persecuted him because I did me. We're all the same, but we can. But when we become really the same is when we come to God and say, forgive me. I repent. I turn from my wicked ways and I turn completely to you, that now my life is no longer I who live, but you who lives in me. You can do it. Leave for the night telling yourself, I can do it. But you can't do it with me. Don't call my number. Call Jesus. Because with Jesus, you can do all things. Without him, you can do nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Any closing remarks, Minister Terry, Pastor Dwayne, Pastor Ann? And if not, we're going to get out of here.
Yes. We can do it. I can do it. All we have to do is say yes. Amen.
That's it. Ooh. And that's
like
that. All you got to do. You don't have to.
That was quick. That was really quick. Well, I'm gonna end it like this. I'm gonna give one little verse of this favorite song of mine. It's a song that's only 3 letters. I'll say yes. I'll say yes, I'll say yes, oh yes, I'll say yes, I'll say yes, I'll say yes, oh yes. God bless you, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated, but most of all, beautifully made by God. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.